Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jam in some phone calls, and I'll get to the others that are holding too. I apologize, I'm out of control. Dr. Corey Gold's our guest here today. Let's talk to Jason in Tennessee, then we'll go to Julio and others. Jason, you have a comment for Dr. Gold. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing today, buddy?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
Good, good. I hadn't seen it before since a couple of weeks ago. I'm sitting at work, and I see a drug commercial come on TV. It was so out of it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and I couldn't get the name of the drug or the name of the condition. But they said, do you ever laugh? Do you ever cry? You could have this condition. Ask your doctor if this pill is right for you.
No, it's like signs that say, had trouble reading this? You have bad eyesight, and it's blurred on purpose. Like, having a heart attack? Come in to us, and we can kill you. And it is this incredible deception. In fact, they have in these psychological diagnostics. Do you ever get angry? Do you ever get upset? Do you ever get happy? Well, you're mentally ill and need serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Dr. Gold, I mean, these are just cold-blooded companies shoving this down our throats.
Well, they want us to believe that we should have a perfect life with no emotions, or the emotions will always be happy. And they have these commercials that show these happy people doing happy people things, riding jet skis, taking Corvettes, walking on the beach, you know, living the lifestyle. And they want you to think that if you take their pill, that's somehow going to be your life. It's foolish to think so, and that you could take a pill and that would make your life perfect. But they brainwash you into thinking that's what you need to do.
We know what makes the establishment happy, stealing and endlessly lying and engaging in almost satirical level corruption. Thank you, Jason. Do you ever flip out, Dr. Gold, just at how bizarre it's getting and that it's getting weirder and weirder? But see, we're the older generation now. The kids are growing up in this, and the globalists say that. They go, look, it doesn't matter if you don't buy what we're doing. It doesn't matter if it's absurd to you. We got your kids. To where the kids get arrested for bubble guns.
Oh, yeah. And they actually, you have a picture of a gun, you can get thrown out of school. A picture of a gun, like something that's out of a magazine.
Kids are now being arrested for water guns.
Or expelled from school. Yeah, absolutely.
No. One got arrested for brandishing a weapon last week.
A water gun. Yeah. Well, you know, where we go next with it? Probably the next thing is thinking about having a water gun is where you get arrested next. I had a doctor come up to me with a group of doctors saying, why do you do vitamins and minerals? There's no money in vitamins and minerals. The real money is in treating long-term disease. And I just said, you are evil. Leave me. We are doctors. Our whole idea is to help people feel better and not be sick. It's not about what will get us the biggest return on our investment of going
to... Well, that's why they got rid of the Hippocratic Oath of Hippocrates, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, which was do no harm. Now it's like, how do you find a way to make the most money off a certain condition? How can you drain the insurance of that individual before they pass away?
It's totally cold-blooded. We're caught between the corrupt insurance companies and the government. We're in deep doo-doo, as they say. Anyways, Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
A couple quick points. Number one, you mentioned GMOs earlier. It's funny, a couple weeks ago, before the inauguration, I'm in D.C. covering a climate change conference for a documentary I'm doing, and I have a member of the United Nations, he works out in Africa, telling me how wonderful drought-resistant seeds are, how these type of seeds are going to help feed the world because of drought, because of human impacts to climate change, and how governments and private corporations like Monsanto are teaming together to help feed the world. Secondly, I was on a conference call yesterday with the CFR, and they were talking about climate change, promoting carbon taxes, and I even asked a question about geoengineering, and this guy from the CFR admitted to me that that is something that they are looking into to help stop climate change.
Yeah, they're already doing it. They put a big report out a few years ago and admitted they're already doing it, but that's called testing. See, when under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, they can do lethal testing on you as long as it's testing. They can kill you. And I think that's reasonable. I think the government's God, and I think Dr. Corey Gold is an extremist. Don't go to InfoWarsHealth.com. Don't get Pollen Burst Plus. Whatever you do! Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah! The adventure is real, not simulated. The New World Order is real. The tyrant eugenicist globalist technocrats are real. But so are you. So am I. And so is Joseph Farah of World Net Daily and the Western Journalism Center. And he joins us in a moment. And then we're going to break down some of the State of the Union address. I didn't get to it all yesterday. The open dictatorial swagger that we're now seeing more and more. I also have several new affiliates I need to talk about and some stations in focus. But who knows? We'll get to it all. No rest for those that love liberty, because the wicked never rest, do they? No rest for those of us that want to live in reality, not under the delusion of tyranny. Missouri Democrats introduced legislation to confiscate firearms. The bill is introduced. Remove the assault weapon in large capacity. Surrender the assault weapon in large capacity magazine to the appropriate law enforcement agency. And they may have the votes, and the civil war will start. We've got footage I haven't even gotten to that's up on Infowars.com of constitutionalists basically storming the Capitol, shouting down the gun grabbers in committees and press conferences, saying you're not getting our guns and not backing off, and the cops in the Capitol can do nothing. We have the power, and you're not getting our guns, scum. I think Piers Morgan behind the scenes, I said, listen, I know you're coming for the guns, and thank you for being out in the open about it. I said, you're a gangster, and you're going to fail. I said that to him at the end of the interview. After he'd said, that's it. I panic, get out of here. And by the way, I talked to CNN producers 2 weeks ago when I went down to South Texas where Piers Morgan was at. They let me in the back door at the big gun shop, tactical firearms. And, went in and surprised Morgan. I had to promise to be polite. That video's online. But the producer, once the cameras were off, were, yes, you're right. It's the highest ratings we ever had. I want to get you back on, but certain people don't. Well, Morgan told me he didn't want to because I smashed his butt. And I haven't really been talking about that the last few weeks, but I wanted to ask Joseph Farah. I don't know what he's going to say. I haven't talked to him yet. I got him on about all this stuff that's happening, gun confiscation bills in Washington State. It is all on. I mean, these people are out of control. And folks are like, well, we'll start a civil war. They want that civil war. They want to brand him as Lincoln. We're all the evil Confederates. That's what they say on the news. The movies, all about Lincoln. This is the plan. I said it 4 years ago. I said it was a possibility. But they were fantasizing about it. You know, not all their utopian fantasy dreams of the utopia for tyrants comes true because free humanity stands up against them. But Joseph Farah of WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com. No need to go over your bio for our audience of wonderful liberty lovers. What do you make of a best-selling author, I should add? What do you make of just the hyper-craziness we're seeing? Or do you not think things are kind of going into an even more bizarro alternate dimension almost? I mean, where do you think all of this is going right now, Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily?
Well, you know what I think this is all about? I mean, number one, you've got the, the DHS stockpiling munitions and weapons, and you've got, all the legislation that's being talked about to confiscate guns. And really, I think it's about three things. One is intimidation. It's a trial balloon. I want to see what kind of resistance there is. And I thought one of the interesting things, I watched the State of the Union address, Alex, and I watched it on Bing. You know, Bing was measuring audience response. People were voting by the billions, by the way, on what they thought at various moments during the speech. The low point of his speech was when he talked about gun confiscation. And it wasn't just the Republicans and independents. It was the Democrats. Way, way down. It was like 75% negative overall, and the Democrats were, negative, far below the median line where it jumps from, negative to positive. I thought that was very encouraging. But I think, intimidation, trial balloon, they want to see what they can get away with. And the third thing is, this is part of a long-term trend, and it's not just Obama. We can't just blame Obama or the Democrats. Because we've been tracking this for years, and you know it too, that what we're seeing is the militarization of the federal government domestically. This has been going on for as long as we've been doing WND. We've been doing stories about this.
I remember in 96, 97, 98, you guys even carried some of the reports that we broke. What was it? Bresnahan was the writer about all the Delta Force business.
Exactly. Exactly. But we're talking about every agency of the federal government has police forces, armed police forces.
Well, here's the deal. It was creepy and unconstitutional 16, 17 years ago. Now it's on hyper warp, and no exaggeration, several hundred times bigger than what it was. I mean, it is like a cancer racing.
That's exactly right.
And it's because, you know, it's because, look, Obama was very clear about where he stood on this when he ran for election the first time and when he ran for election the second time. And he figures he's got nothing to lose. You know, he's termed out. And so he's going all the way with this.
He wants a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military.
That's what he said. Nobody knew what he meant. Nobody even listened to it, really. But what does that mean? And I think we can see it now. You know, he wasn't really talking probably about creating one agency. It's all of the agencies together. And when you put them all together and you talk about the firepower that they have, it is pretty intimidating and pretty overwhelming. And it's not what our founders intended. By the way, is that a new slogan you guys use, way to counteract 1984 or 1776? I just love that.
Absolutely. It was actually, I didn't coin that. I mean, I popularized it, but there was a economist. In fact, he was formerly a top Canadian economist who came out to my Bilderberg protest. He just died a few years ago. I forget his name. Aaron knows it. We asked him the name of the guy. He's actually in Endgame for
well,
a second.
We don't care. We'll just steal it from him anyway. No,
but the point is, I'll always digress. He said, Alex, have you ever thought the answer to the tyranny of 1984 is 1776? And it's a great play on words. You're right.
It's beautiful because in a few words, it tells us so much. The answer to tyranny, we don't need any new answers. We need the answers that, you know, emerged really for the first time in world history in 1776 in the colonies of this great country. It's what set us apart from every other country in the world, in the history of the world. And that's what we got to get ourselves back to. It's so obvious. And the nice thing is, I believe more and more people are seeing it. Thanks in large part to your efforts, Alex, and other intrepid, independent media voices out there.
You're right. And it was Jeremy Wright, a filmmaker and economist, who I got to spend a few days with there at Bilderberg in 06 and drink a few beers with. Really, really nice guy. He coined that. Okay, now expanding on this, I just want to steal stuff posthumously. Expanding on this, how do you think their power grab is going?
Well, you know, I guess it depends on, you know, it depends on us, really, how it's going. If there is not real grassroots resistance emerging, even in the form of civil disobedience and so forth, then they're going to steamroll right over us. I mean, I honestly, look, I'm sure you're a shooter. I'm a shooter. I go to the range once or twice a week. They're rationing ammunition because the federal government is buying it all. What does that tell you? I mean, this is crazy, Alex. And you know, I don't think it's because, you know, we bought so much ammunition and so many guns and during the Christmas season. I think it's because of these DHS acquisitions and purchases and you know, dozens and dozens of other government agencies.
Oh, yeah, every week it's like 21 million more, 50 million more, 10 million more, 300,000 more. I mean, it's up to 1.7 billion now in the last 15 months.
And that's just DHS.
That's just DHS.
We don't have the figures yet for when you add up all the other agencies. And it's, what you got here is essentially de facto gun control. It's de facto because, you know, if you don't have ammunition to fire, then you don't, you know, what good is your gun? And
you know, I talked to somebody who's worked inside Barrett in Tennessee. I'll just leave it at that. You know, the 50 cal, and they said the government will just buy whatever they make to drive the price up. And it was 5,000, then 8,000, then 10,000, then 15,000. Then, I mean, you just won't be able to get it because the government will buy whatever they've got as a de facto ban.
And whose money are they using to do that?
Our money.
Well, not really. It's just borrowing it, but in reality, it is our money, and that's a tragic irony here, and something we're going to have to figure out. How do we stop that?
I agree with you that it's up to us how this goes. I don't think it's going well for them, but they don't care. They're just committed, and they've got some fantasy that he's going to be Abraham Lincoln and defeat everybody. These people are really like Hitler turning east into Russia. I think they're about to have their Waterloo.
I was very encouraged by the response from the audience watching the State of the Union on that Bing thing. That was the absolute low point of his speech. By the way, the whole speech was bad and got negative response from almost all Democrats.
But, absolutely. Stay there. Joseph Farah is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this hour of broadcast is brought to you by the Squatty Potty, our new sponsor. All right, Joseph Farah is our guest. I heard that network ad was laughing really hard. I'm sorry. What are they not going to think of next? I mean, this. You know, I found myself laughing a lot more, Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily, because things are getting so crazy. What did you think of the whole Dorner situation, and then the police on now six different feeds saying burn it down, burn the house down, and they're telling us that's not what that meant. It was reminding me of Waco.
You're right. What kind of a diversion was that? What exactly? How else can you translate burn it down? I don't get that.
Exactly.
This is a really peculiar thing. And one of the other things that struck me about the Dorner thing, I wrote about this, is, you know, in his manifesto, he wrote about some people he really admired. And I noted that not one of those people, which includes both Barack and Michelle Obama, Piers Morgan, your buddy, Charlie Sheen, and others, out of all of the people he talked about who he liked, only Charlie Sheen actually tried to, you know, help the guy, stop the guy, talk him down. Now, you know, if there were a serial killer out there who said, I admire Alex Jones and Joseph Vera, I think we'd be pretty quick out of the box to say, you know what, I want to distance myself from that. And you know, here's a guy who...
And what you're doing is wrong. Why didn't any of these 30 people or so to come out and say, hey, buddy, don't do this?
And can you imagine the reaction if it were that way? This guy loves the gun grabbers.
And Obama.
You know, but imagine if he admired Alex Jones and Joseph Vera. What would be the media reaction to that?
Well, what type of screwball thing is it that the citizens shouldn't have guns, but he's running around reportedly shooting people? It just shows.
None of this makes any sense. And let me ask you a question. Do you believe that Barack Obama, let's just use Obama as the personification of gun grabbing, but, you know, let's think of him as the guy who represents the gun grabbing community out there. Do you really believe that Barack Obama believes that if you disarm the citizenry, that you're going to have less crime?
No, it's all about authoritarian control.
That's exactly right. It's about fomenting chaos and rebellion so that tyranny will, you know, succeed, arise. It's what all tyrants do.
Do you agree that they want some type of civil war to paint conservatives, libertarians as terrorists? So,
I think they want something very close to that.
Yeah.
You know, and look, we're hearing calls, you know, everyone recognizes that the most dangerous place in the world right now, perhaps, is Chicago. You know, there are more people being killed in Chicago than in Afghanistan. So what is the solution to that? People like Jesse Jackson and others are saying, well, DHS ought to go in there and, you know, and solve this problem. What does that mean? This is exactly what they want the federal government to answer the problem. So they create the problem, and then they provide the solution, which is federal control over everybody.
Yeah, they're trying to push people into a corner, staged up if they have to, and then basically have this big clash of civilizations against old Americans with the new socialist America. Let me briefly ask you, because I really want your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
What was your view of what happened with Piers Morgan? Give me your honest answer.
You and Piers?
Yeah.
Well, you kicked his butt.
Well, thank you.
Ted Nugent. And if he's not going to have you back on again, you know what you should do? You should probably suggest to him, you know, listen, I know you're afraid to have me back on again. I know this guy, Farah, he's a pushover. I'm out of debate.
No, he probably is afraid to have you on. No, that's the issue. No, they told me behind the scenes. I ran into him 2 weeks ago in Houston. His producers told me, oh, you know, we had the highest ratings ever. Think in 2 years of him, a flop, highest ratings ever, kept his ratings up for a week. But they're scared to have me back on. She said, we want you back on, but certain people don't. He told me, he said, I don't want to give you more attention like he gives me attention. No, when I go on there, he gets attention.
Well, the problem on this issue is, see, there is no intellectual, rational argument for gun control. I mean, what are you going to say? Are you going to say that it will reduce crime? All the statistical work has been done on this. The historical evidence is in. The verdict is in. I mean, it's just the opposite. And I believe Obama knows that. I believe, you know, maybe Piers Morgan doesn't know that. Maybe he's too stupid to understand it. But the people who are shaking shaping this policy right now in this country. They know that. And it's really about fomenting chaos and civil strife.
Absolutely. Let's come back and take a few calls for Joseph Farah and myself on the other side. Then he's got to leave us. I'm going to break down some of the State of the Union. We have a clip of that coming up after the break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
I got a clip of Obama I want to play and then take a few of your calls. Joseph Farah's got to leave us then, and I'll get into the State of the Union and more calls. Really, just an unbelievable State of the Union. So amazing that I don't even have words to describe it. But more and more, I do think mainline conservatives are finally getting that the establishment, you know, the big banks, the powers that be, they want a tyranny. They don't want a free market system. So I am hearing more and more of the big shows on radio admit that, okay, the government wants to destroy jobs, wants us dependent, and people are really getting that's not just a throwaway line, Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily. This is really happening. And so I do see the public really getting the fact that, you know, your low-level government folks and corporate people aren't bad, but up at the top, it is a bunch of gangsters, and I just don't see them getting away with it. I want to play this clip, but what do you make of him saying if they don't accept his green takeover, the shutting down of the power plants, all the rest of it, that he'll just act alone? I mean, isn't it time for Congress to move on so many fronts with articles of impeachment?
Why is John Boehner still sitting there just, you know, listening to that stoically. And the answer is that John Boehner and Barack Obama have a lot more in common than they separate them. That's the problem. They're both establishment guys. They both recognize that they are on the side of the multinational corporation. By the way, there's one line in the speech, Alex, which I don't know if you caught, went by very quickly. I didn't catch it the first time. Obama mentioned the pushing for the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement.
No, I did. And these new global job zones.
Yeah. I got to tell you, this is something that has to be stopped, because this is the way that world government comes about. And you know, every one of these so-called free trade agreements is anything but free trade. Every one of them has been a disaster.
Oh, they're one-sided deals where only insiders can operate, as you and Dr. Corsi have really been at the head. WorldNet Daily has been at the very head of shooting down so many of these power grabs like the NAFTA superhighways. But it doesn't matter. They just come back again.
That's right. It's the exact opposite of what our policy should be. Our policy should be, you know, the way the government used to raise money, through tariffs. We let foreigners pay our government bills, and it keeps the government bills under control that way. Not direct taxation through the people, not borrowing money endlessly from banks and from foreign countries. Let them pay to get into your marketplace. And other countries can do it as well. That's
Plus, we can't compete with Al Gore running factories, literally, that have suicide nets around them.
Exactly.
And they work 18 hours a day, and it's not even helping the Chinese. It's like we're lowering down to their standard. I want to put an image up for TV viewers. And I don't usually get into comedy, folks, but I'm doing it more and more. I'm going to go insane. So I've just got to have fun with this. I'm not going to be angry like I've always been, at least all the time, because my health, I can't do it. What is Boehner, his real name? What is John Boehner? What is he doing with a flying saucer, Lazy Susan, with salt and pepper shakers and drinks and things? I mean, I've never seen him where it looks like he's eating a steak or something. He has like some kind of weird high-tech, you know, like you'd see at a diner or something in the middle of the table. Did you notice that? What the hell?
I wish I could see the TV. I'm not watching you right now.
Well, just go look at the State of the Union, and then hiding in plain view, it's like, you know, they've got a rim up there, so they can have their glasses down below, but they always set them up on top. And then Boehner's sitting there with some giant silver thing, it looks like, with like salt and pepper shakers in it. I don't know. It's just weird. It's just, everything's getting weirder by the minute.
Unbelievable. Well, the real contrast in that speech, I wish everyone could have watched it the way I did, which was on Bing, where you saw the public's reaction versus the reaction from inside the House and Senate. I'm including both Republicans and Democrats. There's an awful lot of applauding going on by Republicans in there. And yet you look at the reaction of the American people, and it was just the opposite. They're wondering, what is all this applause about? We don't like the direction of the country right now, and they're applauding not just a continuation on this road, but an acceleration on this path to destruction.
But they're just going to keep telling us the recession ended 4 years ago. Everything is wonderful. We've never been at war with Eurasia.
The stock market is up.
Big Brother loves you, which it's up because it's got deflated, devalued dollars, and now they're admitting he's doubled the debt in the last 4 years. They're devaluing the dollar. I guess that's what they're getting the bullets ready for, is I guess they think when everything collapses, which is more and more looks like it's going to happen, they just think 1.7 billion bullets is going to – what is that going to do?
I can tell you how many off-the-record yet substantive sources have told me just that. I wish, you know, I could quote the people who were telling me, but, you know, you know how that is. As a journalist, you can't do it. But over and over again, that's what I'm hearing from military people, from intelligence experts, that they are expecting a total collapse, and that's what this armament by the federal government is all about. That's what the gun confiscation is all about. They want to be able to, you know, control it all, which to us means, of course, tyranny.
And, of of course, they engineered the whole thing, and we're the ones pointing out that it was all leading to this, Ron Paul and others. But still, we're going to be the bad guys, even though we said, hey, this is being done on purpose. They're steering us towards a iceberg. Let's play this really chilling clip. He said this several times on cybersecurity, you name it, where if we don't go along, well, I mean, you saw the clips where he said on cybersecurity and other issues that he'll just do what he wants. I mean,
right.
Here's that clip. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I was going to say, do you think he's going to be protecting your website and my website from cybersecurity attacks? I think his protection is going to be very selective. And let's face it, the federal government is no good at any of this anyway. They can't even protect the Defense Department's own computers. So, you know, now they're going to protect, corporations' infrastructure. It makes no sense.
Do we have that clip ready? Is it time now? Can we play it? No, I want to go to that clip. Here we go.
Now, the good news is we can make meaningful progress on this issue while driving strong economic growth. I urge this Congress to get together, pursue a bipartisan market-based solution to climate change, like the one John McCain and Joe Lieberman worked on together a few years ago. But if Congress won't act soon to protect future generations, I will. I will direct my cabinet to come up with executive actions we can take now and in the future to reduce pollution, prepare our communities for the consequences of climate change, and speed the transition to more sustainable sources of energy.
All right, that's enough.
Now, the good news is we can make meaningful progress on this issue while driving strong economic growth.
Another low point in the public reaction during that speech was when he hit the climate change soundbite. People don't believe this. They know it's a hoax. And they reacted. I'm talking about Democrats as well as Republicans and Independents. They just voted negative, and his ratings during that whole part of the speech plummeted to the bottom of the pile. That and gun control. Those are two very, very unpopular themes. Yet they keep on pushing them. Now, you know, I think it's the same old thing, because what is this climate change thing all about? It's about only the government can take care of this, right? The government first of all, you get an imaginary problem. This one they didn't even create. They just invented it. And the answer, of course, is basically taking, you know, all the means, all the control of the means of production and everything out of the hands of ordinary people and putting it in the hands of the bureaucracy.
Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily is our guest. I'm going to let him go ahead and get back to the work he's got to do. We'll take a few calls and play some more clips from the State of the Union coming up. Bringing jobs home means global centers for high-tech jobs, 15 zones in the U.S., which they'll exempt from taxes and regulations, but only insiders get to be part of it. I mean, this is just the ultimate form of discrimination. Isn't that what globalism is picking winners and losers? So they want us to obsess on black and white or, you know, this group, that group, northern, southerner, westerner, while really it's about globalists who write the rules and then exempt themselves from it. I mean, it's so obvious.
It's so obvious that they want to divide us at home and unite us around the world. It's, you know, it's a total contradiction no matter how you look at it. But that's the path we're on, and it's up to the people to start to get it and start to resist.
But, I mean, there's so many scandals in closing. We've got Fast and Furious. You've got Solyndra. You've got the military being told that they're under the control of NATO and the UN. You've got the government funding al-Qaeda now, and even General Boykin coming out against it. All this stuff going on, the purges at CENTCOM, purges everywhere. I mean, historically, it's got all the signs of teetering on the edge, but the Republicans don't want to push it over the edge because they're bought and paid for by the same gangsters. I mean, it's just...
Let's not forget the, you know, targeted assassinations of American citizens. You know, it starts with a guy who's obviously, you know, not popular with anybody in the American public. You know, a guy who's got some unseemly connections. So you whack him, and you get away with it. Well, the next thing you know, you can take out Alex Jones or somebody like us, and you know who. The precedent is there.
do you think the Chris Kyle sniper getting killed that way, in all the different stories, a little suspicious? It's just really weird that that guy would get killed.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they had him surrounded. You know, it's kind of reminiscent of, it's, you know, it might be a bit of a stretch, but, you know, Waco, Ruby Ridge, back in the day. You know, if government has all this force on its side, why does it have to resort to killing all the time? Why is that always the solution? Why not be able to take this guy alive?
You're talking about Chris Dorner. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll talk to you again soon. Joseph Farah, thanks for spending time with us.
All right. God bless.
There he goes. Powerful interview with Joseph Farah. I want to jam in some phone calls now. And we've got a bunch of clips here from the State of the Union. Bringing jobs home means global centers for high-tech jobs, 15 zones in the U.S., and it just goes on and on. If the Congress doesn't pass green tyranny, then he'll do it. We already covered that. Let's cut our energy in half in the next 20 years. That's a quote. I mean, let's cut our energy. China can have all at once. India can have all at once. Mexico can have all at once. All these third world countries. But your energy's going to be way more expensive. I mean, that will shut us down. I mean, it's a simple 2 plus 2 equals 4. Transatlantic Euro Trade Partnership. That's Bilderberg, New World Order, UN. Protect the children, gun violence. This time is different. Overwhelming amount of Americans are coming together. Isn't actually what's true. The story about Sandy Hook victims who sang for Obama the week before repeats the deserve a vote many times. I mean, it just goes on and on, but we're going to get to that in a moment. Let's talk to Steve in Illinois. Steve, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air. Welcome.
Well, I don't mind it because I remember before you had an InfoWars site. I've been following you that long. The thing is that Morgenthau, he needs to change his tune from God Save the Queen to Yankee Doodle Dandy. We're not under British mandate, and he's not going to enact any coercion acts or dangerous association acts or bloody Trafalgar Square or Welsh Tony Pandy, Scottish Highland clearances. I'm not going to go through everything. But the point is, this General Colin Polyps, he's inciting and agitating these Negroes by saying there's a black vein or dark vein of racism in the Republic.
I remember you. You have been calling for about 15 years or 16 years. You always call in and talk about black people. Right? You've been listening like 16 years, haven't you?
Yes, I've been listening. Well, yeah, a few years. Yeah, several years.
Yeah, but you haven't gotten into the show in a couple years.
Well, that might be true. But the thing is...
No, but the issue is it's not black-white, though. They're trying to organize that and get that stirred up. I mean, I halfway remember your phone calls. Go ahead and finish your point.
No. Same thing with Jesse James Jackson Jr. He's a guy who's pleading insanity now to avoid federal prison because he was insane at the time of the crimes he hasn't been charged with, but he's going to be. But They have attacked the whites. And
how many polyps does Colin Powell have?
Harvey?
In his colon. Colin Powell, how many polyps does he have? He needs a squatty potty, our new sponsor.
That could be
Sir, let me ask you a question. Do you have a squatty potty?
I don't want to check his stool specimen.
That's enough. Folks, I'm sorry I've been screwing around and joking more and more on air. It's just I've reached a point. Get it off the screen. Get it off. Earlier, I hear this ad on the network. I'm like, what is that? And then it turns into this big debate. Chris is like, it's actually quite healthy. The whole thing's hilarious. Then invariably the camping stories begin. Look, the whole point here is this place is out of control. We have uploaded my visit to the biggest grocery store, biggest gas station in the world. And it's an important piece, and Piers Morgan appears in it. It is up at InfoWars.com right now. See, folks, the problem is you've heard Kevin Booth before, who produced Bill Hicks, say that I'm very funny in private. And I'm not saying I'm actually that funny. He thinks I'm funny. And Joe Rogan thinks I'm funny in private and has said I'm very funny. What's happening is I'm actually acting like I really do in real life here, and this needs to stop right now. I just have kind of turned into like Daffy Duck or something. What's going on, dude? You're standing there like it's an important message. Is it a message from from Clandethu? Is it important? It's for after the show. You like shooting the firearms yesterday, dude? You won't get to shoot firearms much anymore if they have their way. But they don't want our guns. All right, enough of that. Nick in Pennsylvania, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, first I wanted to say on this Valentine's Day, God bless you and your whole staff and all your guests.
Thank you, sir.
And also, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say that, are you familiar with Gregor Mendel?
You know, that kind of rings a bell. How do you... McGregor Mendel?
Yeah, Gregor Mendel.
No, tell me about it.
Okay. Gregor Mendel was the pioneer research scientist that crossed pea plants and helped figure out DNA structure and that sort of thing.
Oh, yes, I am aware of him. That's why it rung a bell. Yes, I remember reading about him.
Okay. Well, I myself am a pioneer research scientist, and I'm kind of like Gregor Mendel. And see, as far as the GMOs, this should not be going on. You don't mess around with DNA. And this, they don't realize the problems they're creating.
You know what? I think they do. I've had their top scientists on. They admit they can change one thing, but then it randomly changes a bunch of other stuff, and it's extremely dangerous.
Absolutely. It is dangerous. And see, this is some of the things that mainstream media won't talk to you. And by the way, I thank you so much, Alex, for letting me talk to hear an independent scientist that's against this evil science that they're doing. And one of the things that they're doing with this genetically modified stuff is they're touting, well, by doing this, we can spray less pesticides on the crops. And you know what? That is true. However, what they're not telling people is, by doing what they're doing, the plant itself produces toxins that kill those pests.
No, I mean, I read a Washington Post headline about farmers not creating enough safe zones for insects just a few months ago, because they have to plant crops just for the insects to eat that aren't GMO with the BT, because it grows its own poison so the bugs can't eat it, but then we're supposed to eat it and then wonder why all these disorders are happening. You're absolutely right. And that's what's so crazy. That's why everything has just become so insane. And when you're informed, you can't believe how nuts it's already gotten, and you know it's just going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. And it's all, and look, the elite know what they're doing. They've got underground seed vaults and bunkers, and they're all dug in, and they have their own non-GMO greenhouses, and from the communist Chinese to the British royalty to the American elite. I've done whole pieces on that, where they all are obsessed on non-GMO, all obsessed on pure water, rare earth minerals, I mean, all of it. They know what to do. And I mean, this is a plan, sir. And see, so many scientists and doctors I have on, they go, I can't believe they know this. No, they're just stupid. I'm here to tell you, brother, they know exactly what they're doing. They are madmen. And when they release some horrible bioweapon by accident or whatever, they're not going to be able to put out a fake press release saying, this didn't happen. The bioweapon isn't killing you. We didn't burn up Dorner. I didn't have sex with that woman. I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner. This attack on Libya is not a war. Their baloney isn't going to work anymore. And my goal is for everybody to have a happier life, freer, more reality, live longer, have a great family. I don't care what color, religion. I don't think I have to lose something for you to gain. I know we can build the pie. I know we have unlimited potential. And I'm just so sick of it. And they're beating the racism drum and doing horrible things to white people now to try to get white people to hate other, quote, groups of other people. And it's the same thing back and forth, and it's desperate divide and conquer. While the real discrimination is the mega banks exempting themselves from all the taxes they put on us to destroy us financially while transferring our money to themselves in corporate welfare. That is the big sin. I'm going to go to Rob and Bob and Frank and Randy here in just a moment. But right now, let's start playing some of these clips. Here's clip one. Bringing jobs homes means global centers for high-tech jobs, 15 zones in the U.S. They don't tell you the same stuff that wrecked Jamaica, you name it. These are zones where no one else can operate, and the zones are exempt from taxes and regulations. Jamaica was a great place till they did this. It's happened everywhere. I mean, this is the globalist plan. It's not like this is my opinion. But he's acting like, hey, things are bad. Obamacare will give you free care. Raises your taxes on poor people. I promise, no taxes on poor people. That's why it raises it on you. I promise, this is a real good deal for you. You're having trouble swimming? Here, let me chop your legs off. I don't care about you. I really do. Here is that clip from the State of the Destruction of America. Here it is.
So tonight, I'm announcing the launch of three more of these manufacturing hubs, where businesses will partner with the Department of Defense and Energy to turn regions left behind by globalization into global centers of high-tech jobs. And I ask this Congress to help create a network of 15 of these hubs and guarantee that the next revolution in manufacturing is made right here in America.
Okay, the next revolution. See, take your liberty, take your jobs, offer you more tyranny, another step down as the solution. Let's go to clip three. Let's cut our energy in half in the next 20 years. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Let's go to that clip.
I'm also issuing a new goal for America. Let's cut in half the energy wasted by our homes and businesses over the next 20 years.
He doesn't mean cut wasted. He means he's going to increase the prices and cut off your power, period, except for government districts. Look at that pinhead holder.
We'll work with the states to do it. Those states with the best ideas to create jobs and lower energy bills by constructing more efficient buildings will receive federal support to help make
that means happen. If you're insiders, you get all the free cash. If you're not?
America's energy sector is just one part of an aging infrastructure badly in need of repair.
Yeah, it's aging, so you won't let us build anything new. Look at the sullenness of Obama. He really loves lying to you and conning you and the fact that you're so willing to be conned. How do people like $22,000 a year getting your payroll tax raised? He promised he wasn't going to raise your taxes. Promised he wasn't going to come for your guns either. But it doesn't matter, suckers. You're like, what, is Romney good? No, the whole thing was rigged. I don't like the fighter in the Don King fight that took the dive any more than I like the fake winner. Got it? The whole thing's a load of malarkey. Let's go to comprehensive immigration reform, total legalization, and the Republicans are running the hoax that, well, the mandate's there, and then the illegals will be legalized and we'll vote to take our guns. But that's okay, because who needs them? The government's going to protect us. Here's that clip.
Our economy is stronger when we harness the talents and ingenuity of striving, hopeful immigrants. And right now, leaders from the business, labor, law enforcement, faith communities, they all agree that the time has come to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
The bandwagon.
Now's the time to do it.
And he goes on, it's a longer clip, I won't have time to play it. The time has come to take your guns. But he doesn't want your guns, even though we have all the bills introduced and at the states and already passed in New York, arresting people for above 10-round mags, felony charges. I mean, it's on. It's on. But you're just supposed to. It's all right, though. It's all right. Let's go ahead and go to Transatlantic Euro Trade Partnership, which, again, is merging all these governments in one-sided deals, 50,000 pages long sometimes, where all these insiders are tax-exempt. Great idea for you and your family, for the ultra-rich to be tax-exempt while raising taxes on people making $22,000 a year because it's liberal. It's like, wait a minute, he's black and it's liberal. But buddy lied. It's liberal. Shut up, racist. But you raise it on poor black families. It's liberal. You're murdering blacks all over Africa. It's liberal. You're murdering people all over the Middle East. It's liberal. Listen, it's liberal. Let's go to this clip. Transatlantic Euro Trade Partnership. Here it is.
We intend to complete negotiations on a trans-Pacific partnership.
Oh, yeah.
And tonight I'm announcing that we will launch talks on a comprehensive transatlantic trade and investment partnership with the European Union.
Oh, yeah.
A trade that is fair and free across the Atlantic supports millions of good-paying American
jobs. Oh, boy. Goody, goody. I'm sure that'll be a good deal. I will not raise your taxes, not $1. Not your payroll tax, not your Social Security tax, none of your taxes. I won't take your guns either.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of
of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.